Title: OHCA releases proposed emergency regulations implementing AB 1415 reporting requirements for private equity, PE, and management services organizations, MSOs. Content: since Governor Newsom signed AB 1415 into law last October, stakeholders have been awaiting the release of draft regulations from California's Office of Healthcare Affordability, OHCA, to clarify the statute's notice and clearance requirements with respect to private equity, PE, firms and management services organizations, MSOs, involved in certain healthcare transactions. 1. On May 15, 2026, OHCA published its anticipated proposed regulations, which, if finalized as drafted, would significantly expand OHCA's material change transaction reporting regime. This article examines the requirements of the proposed regulations, where they expand beyond the statute, and what healthcare stakeholders should be considering as the rulemaking process moves toward finalization. Background: what AB 1415 required. AB 1415 was signed into law by Governor Newsom on October 11, 2025 and became effective January 1, 2026. Before AB 1415, OHCA's pre-transaction notice framework applied mainly to healthcare providers and payer entities. AB 1415 expanded that framework to cover a new category of parties, collectively termed noticing entities. These include private equity groups and hedge funds, MSOs, newly created business entities formed for the purpose of entering into transactions with a healthcare entity, and entities that own, operate, or control a healthcare provider. The statute broadly defines covered transactions to include any agreement or transaction that sells, transfers, leases, exchanges, options, encumbers, conveys, or otherwise disposes of a material amount of a healthcare entity's or MSO's assets, or that transfers control, responsibility, or governance of a material amount of its assets or operations. Healthcare entities, defined to include payors, providers, and fully integrated delivery systems, must provide OHCA with written notice at least 90 days before closing any such transaction. Noticing entities must separately file notice of a covered transaction entered into with a healthcare entity, an MSO, or an entity that owns or controls either. MSOs bear an additional and broader obligation. Other noticing entities must file only when entering into a covered transaction with a healthcare entity, MSO, or an entity that owns or controls either, but an MSO must file notice of any covered transaction regardless of the counterparty's identity. While the statute specifies the 90-day advance notice requirement for healthcare entities, it delegated the timing framework for noticing entities and MSOs filings to OHCA to establish by regulation. As discussed in detail below, OHCA's proposed regulations now provide that framework, extending the 90-day advance notice requirement to noticing entities. The statute also directed OHCA to adopt regulations to eliminate duplicative reporting when a transaction triggers notice obligations under more than one provision, and to establish requirements for MSOs to submit data and other information as necessary to support OHCA's functions. However, as discussed below, neither of these directives were addressed in the proposed emergency regulations, and both remain unimplemented. Who needs to file? New triggers and thresholds. 1. Private equity groups and hedge funds. AB 1415 left several critical details to the filing process unresolved. The law did not specify what percentage of ownership would trigger a reporting obligation for private equity groups or hedge funds, nor did it define what level of involvement triggers classification as a private equity group or hedge fund under the statute. It also did not identify which specific contractual or governance rights, if granted to a PE or hedge fund investor, would give rise to a reporting obligation. The proposed regulations fill those gaps with some specificity. Under the proposed regulations, a transaction involving a private equity group or hedge fund triggers a notice obligation if it results in the fund holding 5% or more of the assets, equity, debt, or liabilities of a qualifying healthcare entity or MSO. This includes situations where multiple private equity firms or hedge funds invest together and collectively meet or exceed that 5% threshold. Separately, A notice is required if the transaction grants the private equity group or hedge fund.